Okay, our friends. It is spooky season. Are you a scaredy cat? Do you know what that means?
Scared.
Yeah. It means are you afraid of things? In case you don't know what a scaredy cat is, we have a book for you about scaredy cats. It is called Scaredy Cats. It's by Jeff Mack, and it's read today by Mommy and What do they call you? What is your name? What do you say for yourself?
Meh.
Meh. So are you a cat?
Meh. Meh.
Okay. Mommy and her... Are you a scaredy cat? Mommy and her scaredy cat. Hold on, you guys. Okay. So... In the picture, when we open the book, we see a beautiful package. It is white with a pink bow and pink polka dots. Thank you. So when we open the book, we see two cats. One of them is a beautiful little white cat with an adorable pink bow. It is sitting in front of a beautiful white package with a pink ribbon on it and pink polka dots, and it looks wonderful. And up comes an orange cat, and he says, "Hey, bud, what's in the box?" And the white cat goes, and thinks, what could be in the box?
"I don't know, but I think it's a cake,"
says the cat, the white cat. And in her
imagination, she's opening it, and she... takes out the cake. Yum.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful white cake with pink frosting, and it's got a cherry on top. Oh, yes.
Okay, but what if it's not a cake?
Says the orange cat.
Not a cake?
Says the white cat. And in her imagination, puff, the cake is gone. And she says,
huh?
Where did her beautiful cake go?
Right. What if it's really a big, hungry crocodile waiting to eat us up?
Says the orange cat. And the white cat is now considering that. And imagining that the box pops open and out comes a big, hungry crocodile. Bow, he says.
Yikes,
says the little white cat in her mind. And this is very alarming because, first of all, I can't imagine that a crocodile could fit in a box that size. But more than that, it's causing other people to pay attention. Now there's another cat, a little gray cat, that's come wandering up and is also looking very alarmed.
No, that's silly. I'm sure it's just a cake, and I'm going to eat it up,
she replies. And she envisions that she has opened the box and pulled out the cake, and yum, yum, yum! She is just eating it right up.
Wait, what if it's not just a cake?
Says the gray cat.
Huh?
Say the other two cats, who are now concerned. And in her imagination, the beautiful cake is gone. Again, poof.
Huh?
She thinks.
What if it's a cake and a crocodile?
Oh no!
Oh no!
They're both concerned.
Oh no!
She imagines that in her head, there, popping out of the cake, or popping out of the present,
it's just a Christmas present. Pick it up, shake it, and you'll know what's inside.
You don't shake Christmas presents. That's one of the number one rules of Christmas presents. Don't shake them. But no, in her mind, she imagines there's the present opened up, The crocodile is popping out. He's holding the cake, which, oh no, what is he going to do? Throw it at her? It's a danger. Oh, now we're really getting out of control. The orange cat has something else to say.
Or what if it's a cake, a croc, and a fierce tiger?
A tiger?
She thinks. And now she's got this, ta-da, crocodile with the cake. From the tiger, and eek, she's imagining. Okay, let me ask you this. How is a crocodile and a tiger gonna fit inside a cake box? I think they all need to calm down. Oh no, what in tarnation? Okay, now they're both, the gray and the orange cat are both just having a hissy fit over here.
Or a cake, a croc, a fierce tiger, and a great white shark.
Says the shark in her imagination as he gets ready to chomp on her. And just behind the shark is the crocodile, or the tiger, and the crocodile, and the cake. And all of these things are coming out of a tiny little cake box.
Or a cake, a croc, a huge tiger, a shark, and a huge hungry T-Rex,
who in her imagination says,
"Come to Papa."
Now these are all frightening things. A Tyrannosaurus, a great white shark, a tiger.
And it looks like they're all eating each other.
Crocodile. Mm-hmm, yep. The only thing that's not scary there is the cake.
Mm-hmm.
But our little friend, the brave white kitten, says,
no!
Because she's scared. Now this is just getting out of control.
Or a cake, a croc, a tiger, a shark, a T-Rex, and a 30-ton monster guinea pig.
Meep,
says the guinea pig. This is ridiculous. A 30-ton monster guinea pig is bigger than a Tyrannosaurus. I mean, this is just, who is imagining this?
Oh no, it's a guinea pig. Help, get me out of here. Meep, 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 meep,
says the guinea pig in the white cat's imagination. It is very, very big. It doesn't even fit on the pages, does it? And it squished away all the other things.
Wait, don't go,
says the white cat. Hopefully she's going to speak some sense into them. But the guinea pig is very big in her imagination, and it says, yum, and gets ready to chomp on her. But then she turns around and she says,
what if it really is just a cake?
And
do
she's,
you know what I think it is?
What do you think it is?
I think it's a whole... I think when she opens it, a whole birthday party just appears.
You think it's a birthday party?
No.
With balloons?
Like, and... I think balloons will fly out.
Okay.
And it'll go... and
streamers and confetti and...
Yeah. And there are cupcakes, a cake, and a double-tier cake.
Oh, it's a double-tiered cake inside this thing? Delicious. Let's find out, says the cat. And she looks at that box. It does look like a birthday party in there. Let's see. She goes over and she opens it and that's all that's in here. That's all that's in here? Yes! It's up to you to imagine. Philip thinks it's a birthday party. And do you know what I want to think it is?
What?
I think it's the cake that she just described. Because it looks like a cake box to me.
Do you know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's her birthday? No, I think it's going to be her new pet plant.
Oh, there's a plant inside of it. Some catnip.
What's catnip?
It's a plant that cats like to eat. Makes them really happy.
Wait, if it eats parts of it, but not all of it.
Yeah.
It can regrow and it can eat parts of it all the time.
Yes, precisely.
So, I guess it's catnip!
And it is also the end.